tell us a little bit about the house you were living in Decatur.
Well, we had problems began as soon as we moved into the house. My daughter was, her personality was quite different in the evening. At 11 o'clock every night, she would begin to scream as if someone were killing her. Just this horrific scream. And we would find her standing on her bed. And she said there was an old man in the house. And this went on for 4 years. And we would put her, we couldn't wake her up. She was just as if she were, you know, totally out of it. And we'd put her in a tub and run some warm water in there and try to wake her up and talk to her and tell her she was all right. And she was just absolutely almost catatonic in the tub.
So you are convinced that your house was haunted?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. There were many incidents. I could go on all night about the things that happened.
While this was going on, Maria, was Mark David Chapman in the house? Did he witness any of this?
He did not witness any of it, and yes, he was in and out of the house, but we never talked to him about this.
Did you, at any point, prior to his move to Hawaii, start seeing more of a personality change with him? You already said he was introverted, very quiet, maybe didn't have a great family life, but did you see him changing, some kind of evolution?
No, I really didn't. No, I didn't. He was just very, very interested in working with children.
One of the things, if I may kick in for a moment.
I wanted to bring you in to ask you too, Chip, is at what point do people think that demons may have forced Chapman to commit this horrible crime?
One of the things that I'd like to kick in is the fact that although Maria really didn't notice a difference on one visit, and it may have been the last visit, she'd have to qualify that for us and clarify that, her daughter Kathy did notice a difference in Mark. When he came to visit at one point in time, his nickname had been Nemo. They named him, the kids at the YMCA named him Nemo after the character in Jules Verne's novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Sure.
And when he came to her house to visit, Kathy wouldn't go up and hug him as she usually would. And her mother said, "Don't you want to give Mark a hug?" And she said, "No, I don't want to. I'm afraid of him. He's different."
Really?
And during that visit also, Maria, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, actually when she said, "Oh, Nemo, it's so good to see you," can you talk about that for a second and how he reacted?
Yes, and I do have to backtrack here a minute. And that was a visit that when he came to see us that he was living in Hawaii.
Okay, so there was a brief contact when he came back.
That's right. I'm sorry.
All right. That's okay. I'm glad you corrected that.
Well,
all
Chip right, thought of it, so that's good. Yes, we had gone out to dinner, and I had friends, children as well as mine, in the car, and it was very dark behind our house. We got out of the car, and we all walked up to the stoop, and there he sat. And, of course, I was so excited. Oh, we called him Nemo because that's what the kids called him at camp. And I just, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you." And he hugged me, but not like he did before. He would pick me up off my feet and swing me around. And
so you saw a change.
Yes, I did. I mean, I did see a change then.
Maria, did you ask him, though, "Hey, you know, hey, you're in Hawaii. I'm sending you letters. Why aren't you responding back to me?"
Yes, and he says, "Well, I've just been real busy."
Real busy.
Mm-hmm. And we went in the house, and the children who were with us belonged to a famous person here in Atlanta, and he was extremely upset about that.
Hmm.
And very upset. "Whose children are these? And why is that child named so-and-so Junior?" And I said, "Because this child belongs to him." And
why would he get upset?
I have no idea. And that's when, you know, I could feel Kathy coming up behind me and trying to hide.
Do you recall, Maria, very important, that once he came back from Hawaii on this very brief visit, did he talk at all about John Lennon during that time period?
No, he didn't.
He did not. Okay.
He did not. He was only in the house for 10 or 15 minutes. He didn't stay. He was very agitated about the other two children, three children, being with me. And and that was very odd for him. Because
something was happening. Go ahead, Chip.
One very curious thing that he said to Maria at that time was when she said, "Oh, Nemo, it's so good to see you." He said to her, "Don't call me Nemo." And Maria said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Because Nemo is," and you may know the exact quote, Maria, "because Nemo is nothing," or he said something very similar to that.
He said, yes, he said, "Nemo means nothing, zero." And so, of course, I didn't know what to say at that point.
Sure.
And, yeah, that he was very different then. But prior to him leaving Decatur to move to Hawaii, he was himself.
Chip, how do we know, or how did the theory of demons in Mark Chapman pop up?
Curiously, shortly after he was arrested for the murder of Lennon, during the initial interviews with police, Mark said to them, when they said, "Is there anyone you want us to contact?" He said, "Contact Maria Simpson. She knows me better than anyone." And in those interviews, he said that two demons that he encountered in Maria's home had ordered him to kill John Lennon, and he even gave these demons names, these two demons' names.
What were the names? Do you remember?
Maria, go ahead.
Okay. Lila, L-I-L-A, and Dobar, D-O-B-A-R.
Lila and Dobar. Now, is there any biblical references to these demons by any chance?
I have not been able to find it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, or any of either one of you?
John Zaffis, actually, when he heard the two names, said that Lila may be a form of the demonic name Lilith. It could be related to that, but no one has been able to verify anything concerning the Dobar reference.
Hmm. Okay, so did the police ever call you back, Maria, after he confessed and said, "Hey, I've been demonized in your house"?
They did call me and told me what he said about the demons being in the house. And
what did you say? Did you agree with him?
Well, I don't honestly remember what I said. I was startled because where we realized at this point that we had negative energy in the house, I have never been one to believe in demons. So I was quite surprised by that.
He was arrested without incident, wasn't he, Chip?
Yes.
Absolutely. He was arrested totally without any incident. As a matter of fact, he waited there holding his copy of A Catcher in the Rye, which he was also very, very possessed with, if you will. And he completely waited for police to arrive and didn't give them any problem when they came to take him into custody.
What a bizarre, bizarre case.
One other interesting factor that we have to say is he stalked the Dakota where John Lennon lived and actually came into contact with John Lennon earlier in the day. He had bought a copy of Lennon's recent album, and John Lennon and Yoko came out of the apartment building earlier in the day and encountered Mark. And he handed John the album to sign his autograph on, and John Lennon, quite almost precognitively, looked at Mark and asked him twice, "Is that it? Is that all you want?"